Yes, try again.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay, thank you. So hello, I'm Pavel Machek, and I'm here to talk about phones and cameras. First thing, something about me, you have an email address up there, you have my Fediverse account. When I'm not hacking phones, I'm usually playing with horses, and I have cool smartwatch. Which shows time, which is not usual for a watch. So if you want a watch that shows time, then you can take a look. I am playing with phones. I like small ones. So this one actually runs Postmarketos. And I'm trying to use it as a daily driver. That will bite me, but whatever. I am a kernel hacker when I try to make money. And that's about it, I guess. So phones. Phones usually have dump sensors, which is a good thing. The smart sensor is in your PC, but we won't talk about this because we don't have too much time. And we usually don't have useful ISP, image signal processor, because we don't have drivers. Phones usually do have ISP, but we can't use it. And camera is basically mandatory for phone users. Everybody needs camera. So what do we need to do? First thing we need to do is auto exposure. Because if you don't do auto exposure, you have completely black frame or completely white frame, not useful. Auto exposure is fortunately quite easy. You can get something quite simple, like if it's too white, you just turn down the time and you will get something working. Autofocus is harder because most cameras need autofocus. Autofocus is actually a real-time task and it's quite hard to do well. And I'm currently not aware of any good autofocus implementation. I tried to write few. Maybe you can try them in megapixels also. That needs more work. Next stuff. So camera vendors like to lie to you a lot. So if they speak about pixels, they mean subpixels basically. And if they speak about bits, they mean something else than display means. So you need conversion between these, and this is called debayering, and then core, you multiply with color matrices and do bunch of other steps. I won't go into too much details there, but it's computationally quite intensive. And then there are some like optional steps, like lens shading compensation, because the camera optics is quite bad too in the phones. And if you compensate for that badness, you get better picture. Then if you want, you can do denoising. Sensors, if you have sensor on your screen, if you had like 100 bad pixels, you would be mad. If you have 100 bad pixels on your phone sensor, that's pretty much normal. So basically they are all bad. They are like just different levels of bad and software is supposed to deal with that. Then you need to do youth conversion. Basically, RGB is bad for JPEGs and for video encoding, movie encoding. So you want to get to other color space.